Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast is, Who Do You Serve? In my last podcast, Who Are You Leading?, the concept of self-leadership as well as the practice of servant leadership was discussed. Self-leadership is the first step to becoming a more influential leader. After all, if you don't have the goods, you can't be an effective leader, and you can't give what you don't have. The practice of servant leadership takes focus off you and puts it on others. If you're a religious or spiritual person, you'll find many examples of this precept in your faith. It has been said that you can get anything you want in life if you help enough others get what they want. While the issue of servant leadership has been around for thousands of years, it's as powerful and relevant today as it was then. The concept of servant leadership is a philosophy that enhances the lives of individuals and builds stronger organizations. A traditional leadership style is one that is based on the belief that power is bestowed on the leader and the exercise of that power comes from the top. The power exerted is viewed as coming from the tradition and emanating from the position, not from the person themselves. While this leadership style is widely practiced today, it comes with a whole bevy of problems. New ideas are not always welcomed by this type of leader. It's usually my way or the highway type of attitude. This type of leader shuts themselves off from the immediate knowledge of what changes are occurring in the team. Leaders of these teams typically have high turnover because employees grow frustrated at not having input to either their individually assigned tasks or the goals of the team as a whole. Alternatively, a servant leader focuses primarily on the growth and well-being of the people that they lead. They don't attempt to accumulate power in a traditional top-down leadership style, but instead share the power, put the needs of others first, and help people develop and perform as highly as possible. This type of leader realizes that true power emanates from the team and is bestowed upon the leader. It is a position that is earned and one that in practice can be significantly more effective than the common traditional leadership style in practice today. Robert Greenleaf was the first to coin the phrase servant leadership in his 1970 book, The Servant as Leader. He said that the servant leader is servant first. The desire to serve is a functional characteristic of the servant leadership style of leadership. This positioning is not one of subservience, rather that of wanting to help others in a manner that meets the needs of colleagues, customers, and communities. The servant leadership philosophy has been widely written about and expressed in many contexts. Some of the best-known advocates of servant leadership include Ken Blanchard, Stephen Covey, Peter Senge, M. Scott Peck, John Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, Margaret Wheatley, Larry Spears, Kent Keith, and of course, Robert Greenleaf. Becoming an effective servant leader is not something that will happen overnight, but the good news is that anyone can adopt and learn this leadership style. If you made that decision, delve into the writings of the authors that I just mentioned. In the meantime, here are three things that will get you started at becoming a greater servant leader. Number one, be a good listener. You have two ears and only one mouth, and you should learn to use them all equally. That means you need to listen more than you talk. Take the time to get to know people. Don't just listen to what they're saying, but listen to how they are saying it. What emotions are they using? If you're meeting someone in person, what does their body language say? Sometimes, words alone don't really tell you what you need to know about a person, and you'll need to use your other senses to find out more information. Listening will help you understand the needs of others. Number two, be empathetic. Try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and think about what they may be going through in their life. You really can't show empathy unless you know the person you are interacting with and you can make the connections to the experiences in your own life. Get to know people you do business with. They're people too, and remember that people don't really care about you unless they know you care about them. Number 3, have a good heart. Be committed to helping others. Kindness and generosity will make people feel better about you as a person. It will also make you a happier and more positive individual, which can only help contribute to your successes in life. And I'm going to end with my favorite quote from Zig Ziglar, who says, "You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want."
Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.